Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am so absolutely honored to be here with you and to also connect with all the spirit beings and etheric beings and really the center and heartbeat of all life, whether on Earth or around Earth or in other dimensions. So I will say the heartbeat of the universe. And I'm saying this specifically to point to my experience since we last spoke, which was 2 weeks ago, and that is the presence of mothers, fathers, grandparents, children, aunts, uncles, just ancestry are present on Earth. And yes, I'm speaking physically, but I'm most importantly speaking of the presence of beings etherically that knew you, loved you, left this earth plane in one form or another, whether you are on good terms or bad terms, or whether you didn't get to finish what you wanted to say, maybe if your connection felt undone, whatever your experience at the time that that being departed, that being and those beings are here now. I have never, and I have been able to see etheric spirit beings, vibrational beings in all forms, not just in human form, but on the earth plane since I was 4 or 5 years old, and I'm 58. And I can honestly say, even throughout all the history that has passed on the earth plane, Mother Earth, and all the different areas of Mother Earth, right now in our human experience, there's the presence greater than ever before of loved ones, whether you felt like your connection to somebody was a loved one or not, they are here in love. They are here in a very strong support and showing that love, not just your emotional sense of love or your mental sense of love, but your universal energy love, even if that's not something that you in your life resonate with, understand, or it's not even part of your language. Basically, what I'm saying is, whatever your language is, your loved ones that have crossed over are here to support you in whatever support you need. There is a grid system, if you will, of love, a love language, a sacred geometry that is surrounding Mother Earth and all the beings on Mother Earth, stronger, bigger, and with a love language that has, it's so palpable, but it's so strong that it has its own heartbeat, if you will. And it's here to, again, assist you, whoever you are, wherever you are in your walk of life, you are being supported. And so what does that mean to you? It can mean nothing to you, but it could be reaching out to you from them, and that could be through this dialogue. And this dialogue offers you an invitation, if it resonates, if it doesn't, throw it out, to go within your memory, go within your heart center, your last language you had with this being, whether, and I say language because maybe you've been talking to them since they passed, so heart language, or the last time you spoke to them, whatever your experience is, they're here to help you. It's not about them. They're here to be a bridge for you. They're here to connect you to yourself, to connect you to a place of healing, a place of clarity, a place of truth within you, and most importantly, a place of healing for you and with you. And so allowing yourself to reach out in a dream state. Maybe you set an intention before you go to sleep. It could sound something like, when I sleep tonight, I want to connect with my mother, and I've been told that she's here, and I want to receive her love, and I want her to forgive me, or I want whatever it is that you want. There's no judgment on it. There is only the ability for you to receive it. And what does that mean? It means for you to ask, you must also stand present as the open door to receive what you are asking. And that is not only about your ability to have the choice, but your ability to make the choice to reach far beyond your life and its limitations, far beyond your ability to feel heard or seen, and reach into love that waits for you, shows up for you, and is there for you, including a version of yourself on a universal level. And so that is very strong right now, in its sense that you're not alone. You're not alone. Wherever you are and whatever your walk of life is, you're not alone. There is an ancestral presence on the earth plane right now, stronger than ever before. And if you could visualize this, it has brought me to tears. But layer after layer, line after line of grandparents, mothers, fathers, children, the animal beings, angels, guides, walk together as one, but walking into this dimension from a higher dimension and an etheric vibrational dimension, the frequency of love has called them here. And so there is a very strong presence here of answering your questions, answering the call that you're putting out, consciously or unconsciously, answering whatever it is that you need to reach through you and out beyond you for you to receive. And so with that said, I really want to touch on ancestral patterns. I want to touch on ancestral behavior. I want to touch on ancestral and emotional mental survival. And what that looks like is when, wherever you are in your life at this time, if you're finding it in extreme intensity, that's almost too much to bear, breaking through that, what does that mean? It means not letting go of yourself, but moving through that process. Allowing yourself to cry, to scream, to yell, to be angry, to feel relief, whatever it is, to feel joy, to feel sadness, to feel it all. Because every single emotion that dwells within you is a frequency and a vibration that was included in the original formation that is you for a reason and a purpose with infinite wisdom. And the reason and the purpose for that was that every emotion is meant to assist you to grow, to remember, to release, to let go, to feel the empowerment of who you are, and then to return to a place for yourself and with yourself of whatever you choose in the moment, clarity, happiness, joy, intensity in regards to your ability to choose what you will give your energy to and your life force focus on and what you won't. And what that means is we all as human beings come from an ancestral point of view unconsciously. And that means and we are all connected. And so that means that the mother and father and sister and brother that you had in this lifetime, that they, of course, had their own experience with their mother, father, sister, brother, etc. And so all those experiences are going to impact you unconsciously, cellularly. They're going to impact you. And so what I'm saying is, are you here as a to have your own experience? Yes. But are you also here as a pattern repeater or a pattern release? So my point being that if you are here to release patterns, everything's going to feel really intense. Why is it? And it's going to feel intense otherwise, in the, regardless, across the board. But if you are here to be a pattern releaser, pattern breaker, pattern freer, whatever you want to name it or claim it as, you're going to experience everything very intensely. Why? Because it's not yours. It's going to feel intense because you're trying to get through it. It's like you're trying to walk through the forest at night with a flashlight that is goes on and off, and you're trying to find your way, but you were looking for the ocean. So my point to you is, you might feel like in your life that you are struggling with achieving whatever it is that you are striving for, that you are struggling to see the point of it all. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you are meant to break through and break free from all the limitations or patterns set before you, they will be shown to you as not feeling really good, because then you'll attach more to something that doesn't represent you, that you don't resonate with. But they will feel the opposite. They will feel like a struggle. And as that struggle unfolds, the struggle is there for you to free yourself from the struggle. I don't care if it's about you. I don't care if it's about you and another person, or you and your ancestry, or you and your family. If it doesn't feel good, heal through it. Find self-love through it, but try and return to, wait a second, what if this isn't mine? What if this is what came before me, and I am meant to choose my own voice? I am meant to choose my own path, and maybe that sets me apart, and that's okay. Maybe that means I'm not understood, and that's okay. Why do I say it's okay? Because if others don't understand you, but you understand yourself, that's the beginning of your life. It's not, I will let everyone else understand me and relate to me, but I will not understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I think that your loved ones crossed over, coming back to support you, are here to support, I want to say awakening, but is kind of, what does awakening mean to you? It can be to support your awakening in aha moments, in mental clarity, in emotional freedom, in the ability to pick up a artistic point of view that you never had before, and to let yourself experience you, to let yourself experience you. And so you have a extra support system right now on this earth plane saying, what is your power place? And what do I mean by what's your power place? Do you find power by having a group of people that relate to you, but you don't relate to yourself? Or a group of people that relate to you and you relate to the version of you that they want you to be, but that doesn't empower you or help you to feel free, strong, authentic? And so your loved ones are here in droves to help you free yourself and move into a place of clarity about what is yours, what isn't, what do you want it to be, what does it sound like, what is your language, what is your choice, and how do you claim your freedom inwardly? How do you claim your inner freedom? And that is about inner dialogues. And if you've been listening to Awakening Matters, awakening does matter. And I've been talking for some time about the fact that you are not just a human having a human experience, but you are a frequency and a vibration. You are a universal blueprint that's connected to all that is. And I'll go as far as to say that the water mimics your bloodstream, the mountains, your bone matter, the Sky Nation, how you connect. And when I say Sky Nation, I mean the sky. And so it's how you connect to your thinking and also even higher than that. Mother Earth's body, Mother Earth's physical dirt, grass, etc., that represents your feet, your path, etc. So I'm not reaching to try and make connections. I'm saying to you the connections are there, and what I love and appreciate so much about Mother Nature and everything that remembers itself, humanity being the only form on this sacred planet that has forgotten why it's here, its purpose, and that it is a part of everything. But Mother Earth never forgets and is aware of all beings present on her body of work. And so I was talking about patterns and how you can know that if you are uncomfortable with a certain pattern, that there becomes a familiarity. The familiarity with a pattern is, I know who I am when I'm in this pattern. I know who I am, and it feels familiar when I'm connected to these people that follow this pattern. And so this familiarity isn't necessarily to your benefit, but it's very natural and normal to lean into it because people feel better known through this pattern. Why? Because it was given life too long before them, and now they're just following suit. And so I say to you, the invitation is those that align with you, stand with you, call you their friend, if they are truly your friend, when you start saying, no, I don't like that, I rather have pizza, I don't know, random, I don't like that, I rather have nachos or whatever, and they start looking at you like, they're looking at you like, well, you're breaking the pattern. Of course, they're not going to say that to you. But that's what they're feeling. They're like, something's wrong. Something's off. Something's unfamiliar. And then it starts to become unfamiliar to you as well. What I'm saying is when we break patterns in our mental and emotional, physical life, we move into a state of freedom, but then there's also an uncomfortability and maybe even a fear of the unfamiliar, as well as, well, people saying to me, clients saying to me, well, what do I do now that I have said no to abuse? I said no to many, let's say, negativity without going into details. And so these clients have said no to the negativity of the familiar pattern. And then they say, what do I do now, though? Because I felt really excited and free. And then I felt confused, and now I feel lost because nothing feels familiar. And that's where the place you don't want to run from. You do not want to run back to what you knew because you're standing in what is unknown. You want to really go within and start creating some patterns of your own, patterns that bring you joy. And for a very short period of time, they may feel uncomfortable or unknown or unfamiliar. That's because, and that's actually a sign to you, from you, the patterns that you were following previously were not yours. And these are, and so you will find yourself wanting to experience different choices and then aligning with the ones that do make you happy. What? Happy, joyful, content, peaceful, give you a sense of healing, a sense of wholeness. And so I say this to you because we are in a changing time. And if you're not feeling the change externally, you're being called to change internally. And that means if you are in a familiar pattern and you want to stay in it, absolutely do. But make sure that it's yours and not what was passed down to you prior to your arrival. So patterns are very symbolic that you can achieve. Let's say the patterns before you and your family, they're all achievers, high-level achievers. And so then you come along and you're like, well, there's a very strong belief that you, meaning your family talking to you, you will be the next achiever. And this is what you will achieve in. And so what I'm saying is, in order to turn away from that, you have to start having your own thoughts, your own voice, your own choice. Before you even try to change anything externally, start becoming comfortable with your inner voice and feeling the empowerment of your inner thoughts and your choices with your inner thoughts that may not align with what came before you. And then start applying some external changes. Now, I will say this, when you come from a family, and this whole dialogue is because of loved ones that have passed over and how prevalent they are and in droves on Mother Earth at this time. And they're here not to say you've broken the pattern. Maybe they're here to say thank you. You freed all of those who came before you. You freed us. But regardless, they're here to support you. And so the dialogue tonight comes from me in regards to breaking the patterns that limit you, cause you fear, and also cause you to push yourself when you don't want to anymore. And so that's something that's very, very powerful for you to contemplate and really make it your own. But the first step is kind of be an observer. I just had a thought about this, this, and this. Are those my thoughts? Oh, they're not my thoughts. What do I feel about this? Oh, I feel something completely opposite or just a little different. Great. Now you know yourself and you're moving back towards yourself a little bit more with every inquiry, with every inquiry. Who am I? What are my thoughts about? Are they mine? What do I think about this, this, and this in the direction of my life? Don't look at the past. You can't change that. Just be fully present and here now. And you can change the future. You can change your choices as you move forward. And so what does that do to the frequency and the vibration of who you are? Your purpose and reason for being here is to grow and change, and it doesn't matter. None of your soul contracts matter. This is written into every single soul contract. Doesn't matter what form you're in, what family you're in, where you grew up, doesn't matter. Every soul contract, which is what it sounds like, your soul contract, a contract that's connected to your particular soul, all of them say, all of them across the board, from the beginning of time till now, that part of your soul contract states that in your lifetime, you will return to yourself, that in your lifetime, you will, and of course, you can change that soul contract. Most of humanity does, but nonetheless, you will complete the process of getting to know yourself and return to yourself. I think it's interesting that every single soul contract has in it a clause that says you will return to yourself, because it states that at, and it doesn't matter how long, it could be most of your life or a year of your life, you were not in tune or alignment with yourself. You were trying to make somebody else happy or something else to work, or family pressures on you, work pressures on you, whatever it was, that you were not in alignment with yourself. So the fact that there's in every single soul contract a statement, you will return to yourself. That's symbolic of not only who you are, but where you are, and that the process is always returning to a place in you that holds unconditional love. And some people hear that word and they roll their eyes or those words because they seem so overused. But unconditional love, actually, I invite you to look at it as not a statement of an emotional aspect, but a frequency, a vibration. Unconditional love is about creation, creating from the core of itself and not limiting itself out of judgment. And so your ability to actually create in your life is unlimited when you do so from the frequency and the vibration of unconditional love. And it's unconditional love for yourself, because then the sky's the limit. You can create whatever you want, however you want, and especially if it's authentic. I mean, everything I'm talking about here has to be authentic, or it won't show up in your life in the way that I'm sharing it with you. It'll show up in your life differently, or maybe not at all. But nonetheless, you have an opportunity to be true to yourself and to create. If you're struggling with creating on the in the external world, it's because you're trying to bypass your inner world. So let's say you're having an emotional issue. And your emotional body is churning. It's chaotic. You're not in a good place, but you're trying to create around that, below it, above it. Let's bypass it and create something over here, over there. And things keep not happening. And maybe that's a pattern, by the way, that came before you. A pattern of trying to bypass the emotional body and get something done in spite of it or regardless of it, et cetera. So when you recognize, wait a second, I keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, that's when you have the opportunity to choose to approach it differently, maybe with a conversation with yourself or dialogue with the aspect of your life that you're trying to amplify. But regardless, seeing yourself clearly and loving everything you're seeing is the whole point. Now, that sounds like a contrast to what I said. So unconditional love is, I'm going to have good days, I'm going to have bad days. I'm going to do things that I'm proud of, do things that I regret. But I love all parts of me nonetheless. And why am I saying that? Because if you start to separate yourself within, well, I don't like this part. I love this part. I don't like that part. This part's great. We hate this part. We, meaning yourself and your emotional mental body, you start creating an inner chaos and, more importantly, a lack of communication, which then can happen that the health of the body starts taking a strong hit because it's unable to communicate with itself. So when you start separating, there's no doubt whatsoever. When you start separating parts of yourself that you like and parts that you hate, no question, the human body has to deal with holding not only extreme different vibrations and frequencies, but the inability to communicate with itself from one organ to the next, and your health takes a hit. And so one of the first things that I do as far as healings are concerned with people is we look at all of that. And we look at it either consciously, unconsciously, etheric, with your guides, etc. It depends on the person. And we look at, is everything about you not on the same page, but able to hear itself? Is everything within you able and has access to hearing what's going on with your mental, emotional body? So basically getting everything on the same page is what we're talking about. That is the first step to healing. it's and breaking patterns, because there can be a part of you that I want to heal. I'm ready to heal. Let's do it. And then the pattern within you says, I am not worthy. I'm not worthy. So then you go to all these doctors, you do all these things, you try and impact your health, and then it doesn't happen. And I come in and I go, you have a pattern of unworthiness. You feel that you are not worthy of healing, and you feel that so strongly that you are undermining every single thing you are doing to heal. So let's fix that and get everything moving as one unified field of consciousness. And so that's what I meant by, if you like parts of yourself and hate other parts, how you could be trying to heal, but yet you don't feel worthy, and so the healing doesn't happen, as an example to you. You know, if I was to say anything to anybody right now in regards to your loved ones being so present on the earth plane at this time, I would say you're being invited to really move into a state of loving yourself. And again, I know I stated that already, but loving yourself, I mean, let's say there's somebody you love so, so very much, and maybe they hurt themselves, and you want to help them feel better. What do? You nurture them. You're there for them. You nurture them. You listen to them. You lean into what they want to share and say, because you care about them. You want to show them through your actions. If communication matters to them, you want to show them that you are listening and that you are participating because you care about them. Or if nurturing to them means you're drawing a bath or you've cooked some food, whatever it is, the whole point is, can you for a second treat yourself that way? Can you nurture yourself? Can you be there for yourself in a way that transcends your past? Can you be there for yourself in a way that maybe you've never been shown? And I very much know that's possible, just from my own life. And what do I mean? I mean, if you were going to have a life where not only love was not offered to you, but you were made the reason that love didn't exist, period, and you were told that from toddler all the way into your adult life in the most horrific ways. And I'm not saying my story is the worst, by no means, but I'm saying I absolutely know it's possible to nurture and love yourself back to wholeness and break patterns, because I have the biggest and most loving heart of anyone that I've ever known, and there's absolutely no reason why, other than my belief in my spirituality and my connection and my communication with the work that I do, which very much involves universal language, spiritual truth, and heart-centered belief. And so I've seen way too many miracles. My point being that I have seen devastation, not only in my life, but in the lives of others who have come to me. So devastating that while I'm trying to help them, I'm on my knees praying, because it is so devastating. And at the same time, I have witnessed so many miracles and have been, I have said to myself, there is absolutely no way that there aren't miracles at the same time that there are tragedies. There's no way. There is absolutely a presence of love that is greater, stronger than negativity, etc. And so I believe in that. Why? Because I've lived it. Why? Because I wouldn't be here talking to you, nor alive, had I not witnessed those miracles from when I was a very young child, all the way into my adult life. And so I say to you, nurture yourself, speak to yourself mentally and with your spirit voice and your emotional body. Speak to yourself like you are your own favorite person and that you are kind, caring, and nurturing and healing. Start speaking to yourself like that instead of the language that we all are accustomed to is, I have to get this done, and I have to get that done, and this is required of me, and that's required of me, and go, 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 push, push, push. I mean, certainly that's a part of our language, but when you have downtime or in between time, are you traveling from one thing to another? Have that be a dialogue of loving kindness. It seems so non-impactful. It is incredibly life-changing if you start thinking and talking to yourself like you matter. If you start thinking and talking to yourself like you are in the driver's seat of your own life. If you start thinking and talking to yourself like you matter to the point where when you change your mind, when you free yourself, when you love yourself back to yourself and your worthiness, you are so connected to all that is in the entire universe and humanity, that a wave goes out from you and it affects and moves through every single living presence on this magnificent earth and returns to you tenfold, tenfold. Think about it. Every positive, loving, kind, graceful, nurturing thought that you have spreads throughout all of consciousness and returns to you tenfold. You are actually making a difference just loving yourself and knowing your worth. That's why you're here. I mean, certainly there are other ways to add to that to make a difference and to create the change that you want to see. But I'm here to tell you, if you are overwhelmed, if you are curled up in a ball in your room, if you are feeling like not necessarily that you don't matter, I hope you're not feeling that, but that you can't, you're only one person, you can't make a difference, think again. Please think of this. You are here for the very purpose. You are here for the very purpose of making a difference. Just by being here. Not doing anything, just by being here. And if you can layer that into being kind to yourself, loving yourself, believing in yourself, think about it. If you can present and be a mirror of what's possible, not only in the world, but in the consciousness of the universe, that's a really big, huge way to make a difference. And so please don't think of yourself in small terms. Don't think of yourself in, I don't have family, so I don't matter. The family that I have hates me, so I don't matter, etc. Those are human issues. And most of the people that hate you hate themselves first. Most of the people that treat you badly are treating themselves worse. Most of the people that throw you away do not feel worthy of your light, your love, your kindness, or even your presence. It has very little to do with you. So before you start throwing yourself away, think for a second. I'm being shown this contrast of hate, because I am the opposite of hate. I'm being shown this contrast of, and I'm talking about my personal life right now, this contrast of hate, because I am such a strong light. I'm being shown this contrast of rage, because I am such a loving, strong light, and so on and so forth. So whatever you are walking through on this earth, think of it also in the forms of contrast. What am I being shown? I'm being shown this, 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 and this. What's the contrast to that? Oh, light, love, wisdom, knowledge, empathy, compassion. Most likely you are all those things. And if somebody can't see that or isn't that or is acting in the opposite to that, it's because they do not accept it about themselves. So they want it to go away in you. Or in my case, I was born very, very gifted with tremendous abilities to be an empath. There were things happening in my vision and my ability to see auras and things I didn't even understand as a young child. But I do know one thing: the people in family that wanted to discard me were people that were hiding some pretty serious stuff. And so, oh my gosh, that kid can see things, get her out of here, was what I understand. So my point being, please don't let this humanity, as far as people you know, family members, people that are close to you, or people that aren't close to you, define you. That's what I started off talking about, breaking patterns. If you are being defined and it doesn't feel good and it feels wrong, go within, because that's where you'll feel connected to your truth. Start talking to yourself about, I know that I'm not what they say I am. And I see their fear and I see their hatred, and that fear and that hatred is coming from them about them, fear that they're not enough. And so, who am I? And let me define myself. And so I say to you that in the world right now, you are not only supported by those who were, and I say were on the other side, because now they're on the earth plane, and they'll probably show up for you in many different ways that make sense to you, that are familiar to you, that make signs for you. As an example, walking into a coffee shop and a loved one used to order something, or it was their name, things like that. And you're standing there and they're saying, there's a drink for Riley. And you're like, oh my gosh, I know that being. So small or very big ways of letting you know they're here. One is through me. They're here. Your loved ones are here. They're here to help you. Know that you are worthy to receive help. Start asking for the help. If you don't want to do it out loud, then go within and ask within. And then always remember to say, and I am open to receiving. Receiving, receiving, receiving. And you might want to throw into the mix, and if there's a pattern in my life that's unconscious where I'm blocking whatever it is you're asking to receive, I don't want to block it anymore. It's cleared. I'm open to receiving. And that's how you make your life your own, and you start to become more familiar with what feels like you versus what other people needed you to become. And there's great power in that. There's also great love within with that. So thank you for joining me tonight with Awakening Matters. You can find my website at CynthiaSloan.com. And I will talk to you again in 2 weeks. And until then, much love and light. Bye for now.